My name is Gerald Thompson, and I worked 43 years as a surveyor in Western Australia. 43 years of dust, heat, and loneliness. I never married. Came close once in my 30s, but she left me for a bloke who talked more than I did. After that, I just buried myself in work. Built a decent life. Bought a small house in Rockingham. Had my mates at the pub on Fridays. But when I turned 65 and signed those retirement papers, I looked around my empty house and realized I had absolutely nothing to retire to. The silence was unbearable. I'd wake up at 5:30 like I had for decades, but there was nowhere to go. No site to survey, no crew to meet, just me and the television and the slow creep of time. My sister told me I was depressed. Maybe I was. All I knew was that I couldn't spend the next 20 years like this, watching myself fade away in a house that smelled like old newspapers and regret. I'd always been curious about Asia, never traveled much during my working years, but I'd hear stories from blokes who went to Thailand or the Philippines. Cheap living, warm weather, friendly people. I started watching videos online, expat channels, retirement guides, and that's when I stumbled across Manila. The city had this energy in the videos, chaotic but alive, the complete opposite of my quiet street in Rockingham, where you could hear a pin drop after 8 p.m., I told myself I'd just visit, test the waters, see if the dream matched reality. I booked a flight in March of 2023, just after the wet season ended. I remember walking out of Ninoy Aquino Airport into that wall of humidity and noise, and I felt something I hadn't felt in years. I felt awake. The traffic was insane. The pollution was real. But there was life everywhere. Street vendors grilling meat on makeshift stands, kids playing basketball in alleyways barely wide enough for a car, music pouring out of tiny shops selling everything from phone cases to roasted chicken. I checked into a hotel in Makati and spent that first night just walking, taking it all in, letting the chaos wash over me. I met Grace my second week there. Funny how the biggest decisions in your life can happen when you're just killing time. I was having lunch at a small Filipino restaurant near Greenbelt, nothing fancy. Just me and a plate of adobo, trying to figure out if I was brave enough to actually move here. She was working the counter, mid-40s, long dark hair pulled back, bright smile. She noticed me struggling with the menu and came over to help. We talked for maybe 10 minutes. She asked where I was from. I told her Perth. She lit up and said her cousin lived in Sydney. We laughed about how Australians think everywhere in Australia is close to everywhere else. She had this warmth about her, this ease. When I left, I thought about her the rest of the day,